Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, we are back. We are now up to segment 5 of 10 today, or our E-Block. And for the final 6 minutes of Hour 1, it's time for Destination Spotlight number 81 in our ongoing series. A place located in the 19th state in our nation that was admitted to the Union in 1816 and known as the Hoosier State. Before we head out to Indianapolis, Indiana, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And the team at Travel Pro joins us in saying it's time to get away. And if you feel the time is right, do it with new luggage. They're offering our listeners of this show a buy one, get one 30% off special.
Well, that's a good deal for sure. So Mary and I, we're always on the move with their Platinum Elite collection, and it now includes a number of hard side options to consider as well. Rudy travels with their Max Light luggage as he likes its ultra lightweight styling. The facts are, whatever is right for you, since they have a number of product lines, just go to travelpro.com for the saving specials that Mary just mentioned, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's talk the Hoosier City as Leonard Hoops, the CEO of Visit Indy, is holding for us on that show hotline.
Leonard, Mary, and I welcome you to today's Destination Spotlight segment of the show as we talk Indianapolis.
It's great to be here.
Well, great to have you with us. All right, so listen, since basketball is such a big part of the culture in Indiana and Indianapolis, like football is in the South, I candidly would be remiss if I didn't ask the obvious question. With the last name Hoops, I have to know, were you hired for your job back in 2011 right on the spot without even an interview being necessary?
It was pretty close to that, I think. I mean, obviously, when the resume showed up from the recruiter, that contacted me about it, and they saw the name Hoops, it definitely resonated with the locals. So it certainly didn't hurt.
Exactly. Very funny. I'm remembering, actually, Leonard, back in May, we spotlighted South Bend on this show. And so today, of course, we're talking Indianapolis. And since it's the capital city of Indiana, it does add a political presence. You also have the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I think a lot of our listeners know that. The Colts are in town there, which means besides basketball, sports in general is, you know, pretty big in your city. But I'd love for you to touch on the Central Canal for our listeners. I think it offers a real treat for a visit.
Yeah, you know, you absolutely hit my favorite part of town. I live on Mass Ave right downtown, so it's not far from the Central Canal. And one of the things that people don't realize about downtown Indianapolis is we've got this 250-acre urban park, the White River State Park, literally across the street from our 1,000-room JW Marriott, one block from our convention center. And that park includes our canal walk, which is a 3-mile loop, and it's I would describe it as more of a kind of a less commercialized version of what you might find in San Antonio on the Riverwalk, but it's dotted with museums. You can do the paddle boats. You've got little places to eat. It's just a beautiful setting for everything from spend most of your day to just an early morning jog or something along those lines.
And the gondolas, are they still running there?
The gondolas are still there, and I've taken my wife out with our two kids for Mother's Day on that gondola, and it's a lot of fun. That certainly is something people don't expect to see is an Italian gondola.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's why I bring it up to you. So, all right. So, you know, I think the Indianapolis 500 earlier this year was the largest gathering of fans in the country since the pandemic outbreak. But your city has been named Best Places to Go in 2021 by Condé Nast. You've been named World's Greatest Places for 2021 by Time and Best Places to Travel in 2021 by Travel and Leisure. Clearly, some impressive recognitions. So I want to know, you know, as we're starting to look at fall and even the holiday months, why do you think our fans should consider visiting?
Well, you know, and the three accolades you noted, I'm not sure. I took a quick look at all three of those lists, and I don't believe there's anybody on all three lists but Indianapolis, which is kind of a shocker to people. But, we're constantly trying to figure out new ways to delight people. Obviously, the racing capital of the world background and brand that we have, it draws a lot of race fans. But as you noted earlier, basketball is a big thing. We hosted the entire NCAA tournament. I think the biggest thing that really caught the eye of those three media in the past year was the opening of a development called Bottle Works on Mass Ave. So Mass Ave is a very cool diagonal road that runs through downtown Indianapolis. I actually live on Mass Ave, and Bottle Works is an old Coca-Cola bottling plant that a developer spent a few years fixing up into a family entertainment area. You've basically got something called the Bottle Works Hotel, which keeps much of the original Art Deco appeal of that Coca-Cola bottling plant. You've got something called the Garage, which is a food hall. So instead of kind of the food courts where we're all used to the fast food chains and things like this, these are very only in Indianapolis or very local, hyper-local types of places to eat and drink. At the Garage, there's a great Asian fusion restaurant called Modita. There's something called Pins Mechanical, which is everything from duck pin bowling to other family activities.
Well, and I think really where you're going with that is the one thing is there's so many great local neighborhoods and so forth,
yes,
really, to go experience as well.
You just gave us a great picture and a great itinerary for anyone listening who wants to go to Indianapolis. So last question from us. If you're familiar with this series in our show, it's the one we ask almost every guest when we spotlight a destination. Share with us something surprising or an interesting fact about Indianapolis that you think is going to entice a number of our listeners to come visit.
Well, Indianapolis was designed by an apprentice of Pierre L'Enfant, who designed Washington, D.C., so we're laid out in a lot of the same ways. And what I think a lot of people are surprised to find out is that we have the second most memorials of any city in America behind Washington, D.C. So it's a great place to come to celebrate the patriotic efforts of the men and women of our armed services. There's a lot of monuments to their dedication and just a lot of really interesting iconic structures.
Well, I think that's a very interesting information that you just shared. Leonard, we really appreciate you connecting with us today. Folks, you can certainly find out a lot more and go experience it. Let us know what you think at visitindy.com. Have a great weekend, Leonard.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much. Take care.
All right. Indianapolis, Indiana.
That's a great city.
Yeah. And again, you know, what we love about these segments are they are lesser known destinations that we think are worthy of your travel dollars. And that was number 81 of this series. You can find all the places we've covered on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. It's time for us to wrap hour one. We still have another 60 minutes straight ahead coming up. After these messages, we'll be back with hour two. We'll kick it off with the National Communal Forum. Keep your radios locked in or catch us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.